is. Okay, call to order. Council is present. All council is present. Teresa Hill, our city administrator. Jason Moran, our city attorney. And Jason Fenwright is not present this evening. Okay.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, approval of the agenda and the additional item added to it.
So I'm requesting that number 8H budget amendment be replaced with Minnesota Bass National Tournament for use of the beach.
Motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Number four. We have a certificate of appreciation for James Hennen, Sandra Hennen, and Sue Mariska. And Val, would you like to help with this?
Yes. Could Jim and Sandra come up?
Yes, please. And Sue?
Should I start? Okay. I'm Valerie Vale from the Parks Board. And I wanted to say a little bit, something about Jim and Sandy, who I've worked with for years. So I want to thank them for their years of dedication and hundreds of hours volunteering in our parks. A few of the projects they have worked on are establishing the Lagoons Park, and then using their own pontoon for years to put in the ropes and buoys in the spring to put them in, and the fall take them out at the city beach. And one weekend, I remember that Jim sprayed, he painted the beach house, I should say, one weekend, and used over 50 gallons of paint. It was quite the weekend for us. He also painted a beautiful mural on the beach house. Thank you for that. He helped coordinate and Sandy treatment of Cicada Bay, planted hundreds of plants at the city's rain gardens, volunteered for years cleaning up our parks. And some of you might not know, but Jim designed and built the sign at the boat landing and at the fire hall.
Yep.
So I want to thank you both. It's been an honor to work with both of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Liz. Make sure you smile for your picture here.
Oh, smile?
So you may want to read them off, Bill. There's some additional information on there.
Okay. Certificate of Appreciation, Acknowledgement, Award is given to Sandra Hennen. 6 years serving on Park Board, City of Waterville. Thank you very much. And Jim's is for 17 years of service to the Park Board and 10 years of service on Planning and Zoning Commission for the City of Waterville. Thank you very much.
All right.
Sue Mariska, her 8 months serving on the Planning and Zoning Commission, City of Waterville. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Mr. Schneider's request, so ready?
I was going to say, this is what goes into a small town paper, right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, number five, our hearing on the ordinance 510.06 franchise fees. Public comment on the franchise fee. Would anybody like to address the council?
Let me kind of set this up.
Sure.
Mr. Mayor, if I may?
Yes, please.
Under our current franchise agreement with Mid-Continent, now known as Metronet, I suppose.
No.
Two companies?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We currently have franchise agreements with Mid-Continent and with Metronet. Those franchise agreements allow us to impose franchise fees, which are essentially a percentage basis passed off from the company to the city. Many cities do impose franchise fees as some revenue accumulation. It's just a way for us to accumulate revenue, a relatively minor way, but many cities do this. And so Waterville has historically not done this, but we have looked into it, and for your consideration tonight is a franchise fee of 5%, which is what our franchise allows us to impose. So essentially what would happen is every month when a customer is billed, there would be a franchise fee imposed on that bill, and then you all would receive those revenues. So that's what this is. And we would impose this across the board to any companies that operate as telecommunication companies in Waterville. So right now, those two companies are Metronet and Mid-Continent.
And then we would expand it to Frontier?
Yes.
Okay. Any other companies we'd be expanding it to? Do we have any other telecommunications companies that I'm unaware of in town, Teresa?
We should actually go ahead and add Frontier to this if they operate in town.
They do.
So we're going to add Frontier to this.
And Frontier was given notice.
Okay.
Not that use the road system that I'm aware of.
Okay.
So, I mean, you would have, like, probably Verizon or something like that, but they don't have any fiber or
infrastructure
within our streets, yeah.
Okay.
We wouldn't have a franchise agreement with them anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
We do have one with Verizon, though, right? Or not Verizon.
Midco.
Frontier.
Frontier, we do not have a franchise agreement with them that I'm aware of.
Who's the one we have it with?
Yeah. Midco.
Midco. And Metronet.
Because before, the only thing that we had coming into this was just basically cable TV.
Okay. We should reach out to Frontier and get a franchise agreement with them so that we can then do this. It should be even across the board.
Mm-hmm. Did you get any public comment letters or anything else?
So you were given a copy of information that was supplied by Midco for your review.
Yeah.
And then Metronet did reach out to me today, just basically requesting a copy of the ordinance. And just a correction, so on your agenda, that's 510.02, not 06. My typo.
02?
Yeah.
Okay.
So did you want to, were you complete with your explanation?
Yeah.
Okay, so then Billy, you want to open the floor for public comment?
Okay. Would anybody like to address the council on the issue with the franchise?
Mm-hmm.
here with MetroNet. I can handle any questions if you have any.
If you could state your name.
Brian Carter. I may have talked to you earlier today.
Nope. I'm one of my assistants.
Okay.
Does the council have any questions or any conversation on this?
So anything from MetroNet for us?
Not really. These are, as he said, they are becoming more common. It will be a, we'll just add it in there.
I mean,
it's
pretty standard fare from what I
understand. It's getting that way.
Jason, this one from Midco, this letter, it says that they've got a 10-year franchise fee agreement already in place.
Yes.
And then we charge them 5% already on that.
That's on cable television.
That's cable TV.
Mm-hmm.
Is this strictly on telephone service?
No. This will be across the board.
Meaning?
Anything and everything.
It won't be for our, like, CenterPoint Energy or Cell.
Telephone, internet, cable TV?
Correct.
Yep. Okay. It just says telecommunications. Those are three different things.
We're going to extend those to anything and everything.
Sure.
Do you want us to be a little more explicit on that?
Just getting clarification. No, sir. But
internet, cable, TV, anything else we should put in?
Telephone? I think it's called telecommunications.
What's that?
I think the ordinance has telecommunications in the name.
It does.
Yep.
That's why I just wanted to clarify.
That was a good question to ask. So you guys are going to be the ones collecting that money. So we want it to apply to everything.
Understood.
Okay.
I think we need a motion to approve this.
I'll make a motion. Oh, go ahead.
Did you want to call to see if there's more public comment first, though?
Okay.
And then close the public comment portion.
All right. Is there any more? Anybody like to address the council? Any public comment? Any public comment? Okay.
I'll make a motion that we approve the second reading and adoption of Ordinance 510.02 for the franchise fee.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Let's have a little brief discussion if we can, because I'm going to be modifying what you currently have. I'm going to change this so that it applies to Midco, MetroNet, to Frontier, and any other telecommunication that may come to town. And the 5% would be on internet, cable, TV, and telephone.
Sound good?
I agree.
We got out of the video business, and very few people order telephone service anymore.
Sure.
Everybody's got a cell phone.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so I think we did vote.
We had a motion.
Do that again?
You got a motion and a second. Now you need to vote.
All right.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you for coming.
You bet.
Thank you.
You're welcome to stick around if you'd like.
As tempting as that is.
Okay, old business. Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a good evening.
You as well.
Hey, public hearing. We need to set a date for floodplain ordinance.
Correct, and I'm suggesting our April meeting. We did get comment back. They wanted the section added back in that talked about notifications a notification system for public buildings. They said that was required, so we had to add that portion back in. So we'll be looking at holding the public hearing and continuing that process. So we should have our floodplain ordinance probably recorded mid-April and back up to them with documentation, so it'll be all in place so that we're ready to go when the new stuff comes in.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make a motion. We set our public hearing for the floodplain ordinance for regular April meeting, April 2nd at 6 p.m.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we'll move on to number 7, our citizens' time. If we could hear from Dave first, that would be great.
Thank you, Council and Mayor. A couple of updates. One, we'll start with the bonding request for the flood mitigation. There's really no update there. Although Mike Schultz, who heads the SWCD for the county, will be up there tomorrow doing some lobbying work on that issue along with some others. But that's one of the issues that's on his list. And so it's, like I said, it's still in play. I'd say, you know, the bonding bill is one of the last things that actually gets done during the legislative session. And so I don't foresee that we'll see or know anything concrete one way or another until May. But like I said, it's still in play. We've sat and met with our senators and representatives that represent the county. And he's also going to meet with Senator Jasinski tomorrow. So that should be helpful, too. Just because he realizes what that does for his district as the water continues to flow through. So helpful, and he actually sits on the Capital Investment Committee too, so that's helpful also. Then a couple of other updates that we just found out about recently. One of the things that the county did is we put in a request for what's called congressional directed funding, which the old name for it was an earmark, okay, in the federal congressional level for two things. One is dollars for broadband, you know, to continue to build out broadband capability within the county, and the other was for dollars for the records management system that we're going to have to replace at some point in time. Both of those passed the House last week, and those things start in the House and then they go to the Senate. And just the way things are set up right now, getting through the House tends to be a little more difficult, so it makes it pretty good news from the standpoint of it makes our odds much better for them to actually come through. The broadband money would be $1 million, and the records management piece would be $500,000. So both of those would be extremely helpful if they come to pass. It looks good right now. Honestly, want to really thank Representative Craig. She's the one that led it for us. Obviously, this is her district, and she did a nice job with shepherding those through to this point anyway. Now, even if they are funded, you don't get the money like right away. So the broadband will be, actually, we'd have to work through USDA. That's where that money would flow through. And on the records management system, we have to work with the Department of Justice. So it's something that just because it gets approved, again, hopefully it gets approved here, that doesn't mean they cut you a check the next day. It'll probably be a 1 to 3 year process to actually land the money and be able to work with it. So again, we've got to finish it through the Senate, but things look good, you know, so far. One other thing, and you're probably very aware of this, just from the League of Minnesota Cities, but there is a bill that you're probably paying attention to that would require building code in the state. And so it's House File 4241 and Senate File 4203. In their current, neither one have gotten a hearing yet, and so I don't know if they're going to even go anywhere. So like I said, because neither one are scheduled for a hearing at this point. The other piece to it is that there is, in the current language, it does exempt cities under 2,500, okay, which obviously you are. Now, that can change, but obviously, first of all, it even has to get a hearing. I don't know if this is, like, real top on the agenda.
I don't think it is.
And so we'll just see what happens.
You never know.
Yeah. And we're paying attention to it from a county level, too, because we don't require, we don't enforce building code on a county level, so in the unincorporated areas either. Mm-hmm. But the gist of it is that it would require it by 2030, which is, you know, a ways out. But nonetheless, that's the gist of the bill. And again, in its current format, exempt cities under 2,500. So, and then the last thing I'll leave you with is that we did have a work session with our county engineer on putting together some policies on how we deal with how we're going to upgrade safety situations at various intersections. And so one of the things that he did is went back and did some homework on the number of incidents that actually happen. Now, these are incidents that are reported. So if somebody just, like, runs into the ditch at an intersection and they get right back out again and don't report it, it's not in it, okay? But I think something I think that's useful maybe for you to know is that of the 20 that we evaluated, that he evaluated for us, only 3 of the 20 actually involve an intersection where it's a county road and a county road, or a county road and a township road, or a township and a township, okay? The other 17 all involve state highways, okay? And the one, and it's by quite a ways, that has got the most incidents over the last 10 years is the junction 13 and 60, and which is probably not news to any of you, but I mean, that one was the clear winner, unfortunately, by quite a margin.
So, we're still fighting for that.
Yep, and I think this just gives you more ammunition to continue on with that, because it was it's significant. So there are some intersections in that we are going to be doing some upgrades on, whether it ends up being flashing, you know, stoplights. I think we've got 2 of them we're going to look at for just plain lighting, you know, overhead lighting. I think we've got probably closer to about a half dozen or so that we're going to look at flashing stoplights. And then also on most of them, do more reflective tape that is around the post that actually holds those stop signs up. It's a pretty cheap thing to do, and it actually sticks out pretty well. So those are just some things that we're going to be continuing to fine-tune and really try and invest the money in places where we're having the issues and not necessarily invest the money where we're not, as far as upgrades. So,
did they mention any sort of plans for the intersection of 99 and 13? I know that's going to be part of this upcoming project. So.
Yeah, and so they are looking at the possibility of putting a roundabout there. And I know that's a discussion that they had when MnDOT had the introductory meeting with the La Center City Council a month ago. And so, you know, we'll see where that ends up going. But I think, because they haven't gotten to, obviously, drawing things up and that sort of thing, they're still really at the beginning part of that. But that would be one of the next roundabouts. There's one that's going to be up on Highway 22 between St. Peter and Mankato. Mm-hmm. That will be the next one that will get put in. Mm-hmm. And then there really isn't another one that's on the drawing board within the county except for that one at 99 and 13. And that one, actually, I think was number on the list.
I see a fair amount of people at about 5:15 in the morning when I go to work. Just, they don't stop on 99. They just shoot right across.
Yep. That one is number 7.
Oh, wow.
So to put it in, so when you look at number of incidents, so with 13 and 60, at 32 incidents over that 10-year period, and then in 7th place was 13 and 99 with 15. Okay, so less than half.
Yeah.
And the one that, the county one that is probably, that is the most kind of dangerous that's out there right now is, it's kind of the back road between Montgomery and New Prague. So it's 3 and 28.
Yep.
And That one, we're going to do some enhancements to that one because that one is ranks right up there. And there's a guy that's got a hobby farm kind of at the southwest intersection of that. Mm-hmm. And I know he's replaced his fence more than once.
Yeah.
And he's going to have to do it again because it got ran into here again this winter. It's interesting that that one's actually gotten a lot worse because it was controlled in a different way when that roundabout was under construction. Mm-hmm. And then once that roundabout opened up, that thing has gotten worse because I think the theory is that people got used to how traffic started to go when it was shut down. And so they weren't looking to the west. Mm-hmm. Well, now they need to look both ways. Well, there was, you know, a few months there where they didn't need to look to the west.
Right.
Well, so we've seen some kind of an uptick on that because people got conditioned not to do that, and now they got to get conditioned back again. So, anyway. Any other questions, concerns?
Yep.
Oh, the bridge will be coming. That bid got approved. Came in a little more than 10% under the engineer's estimate. And, yeah, had the conversation again, stay away from bullhead days, but it will get put in this summer. So that bid is done, and the board has acted on it, and off we'll go.
Did they have any kind of a timetable as to how long?
No. And what they'll do is they'll end up with so many weeks from start to finish to get it done, and we just know that it's not going to be, you know, in the beginning of June. And another thing that is starting to occur, though, with some of these companies is that just because of the weather conditions, there's some road work that is going to, and projects that are probably going to start earlier. In fact, they are. There's some that have already started. Mm-hmm. That, and so some of the schedules may get played around a little bit just because it's for construction. It's like go time right now.
Yep.
The only other concern we'd have here is that it hopefully can get done before harvest because that's a main thoroughfare for
not have it wait around until September, October.
Because otherwise those big trucks are going to divert among our residential streets here.
No, that's a good point. I'll make sure and bring that again to Dave Teague's too. That's a good point.
Okay. Have you heard if there's any lobbying going on pertaining to that charitable gambling that they were going after last year, you know, because there's a lot of local organizations that get a lot of money that go back into communities that they're trying to get rid of for a lot of things.
Yeah, I know that there is lobbying going on with that. I can't tell you, though, where it's at.
Okay.
I've not seen any bills that really look like they're going to have any sort of traction to any go back and fix any of it at all. But I know that there's discussion about it, but I'm not aware of any bills that are out there to go in and
okay,
fix it.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Was Highway 2 and 13 on that list at all?
Highway 2?
County Road 2 or whatever it is.
Oh,
that was my nemesis. I had a crash there quite a few years ago, and it was nasty. But I was just wondering.
12 out here, too, on the north side of the lake.
Is not
okay,
and the cutoff to like to get to number 20 on here is 9 incidents in that 10-year period. Okay, so that's the cutoff for the guy at the top 20. Okay.
Just out of curiosity, where did 12 fall in there?
Let me see here. What was it again? Towards the bottom.
Okay,
yep. 17th, I think it is. Yep.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
See you.
All right. We're still in citizen time here. Would anybody like to address the council?
Okay.
All right. We will move on to the next, our new business. A is our police commission appointment. This is something that we just went through.
Literally a month ago.
Yeah, it took us 3 months to do it. So
Do we want, can we just reappoint the same person onto that?
Yeah, I'd make a motion we reappoint the same person to it.
Yep.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
In case the public wants to know, so that's Melissa Jasperson.
Okay, number B, the resolution 2024R-00 approving State of Minnesota Joint Powers Agreement with the City of Waterville.
Can you set this up, Teresa?
You get to take this one, yep.
All right. As your prosecuting attorney, I have to have access to certain databases, namely Lucera County Court Administration and then also the Minnesota Department of Public Safety. That allows me to do criminal history checks on people. It also allows me to effectively file criminal complaints through the e-charging system. If I don't have access to these systems, it used to be that I could do the job. It's just much easier having access to these systems. Now it is a requirement. So it's non-discretionary. And essentially this gives me the power to have access to those databases and run those checks and e-file with court.
This also gives the police department access to that?
Yes, they have access automatically, but this allows me to
okay.
To do it.
To get access to it.
I'll make a motion we approve resolution 2024R-006 approving the State of Minnesota Joint Powers Agreement with the City of Waterville.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Teresa, if you could just get me the signatures and have somebody scan them in and email it to me, that'd be perfect.
Good.
Then we're good for a couple more years. Those are typically 2 or 3 year permissions.
Okay, moving on to C, resolution 2024R-007, adopting the official badge and official patch.
Sure. The last city council meeting, you guys had inquired about designating an official patch and an official badge for the Waterville PD. This is what you currently have, so this would essentially just lock this in place and make it official.
Well, I'll make a motion that we approve that.
I'll adopt it. I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you for drawing that up, Jason.
It's the easiest thing I've done in months.
Okay, moving on to D. I'll read this in. I'll abstain from the vote on this one. D is liquor license approvals.
Is this for all the liquor licenses?
Yeah. That classic car bar is not on this?
No, because they've never even obtained their first liquor license yet.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
They never finalized anything.
So they would, if they want one, they'd have to come back through and reapply for everything?
Yep, when they're ready to get inspected and so on.
Okay.
Make a motion we approve the 2024 liquor license renewals that are listed here.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, E is our lake treatment. I think we had, you want this all you, Teresa?
Sure, I can give a little talk on this one. So we applied for the DNR grant again. We did not receive it this year. So I'm wanting to know if council wants to go ahead with lake treatment anyway with city dollars. In the last 3 years, we spent about an average of about $5,700 to treat between 19 and 21 acres. Average cost the last 2 years were about $314 and $317 dollars per acre.
Did that include the delineation fees?
No, that's what I'm getting to yet.
Okay.
We would have to do our own delineation also. A couple of years ago, we had Andrew Edgecombe do our delineation, and that was 750. So you're looking, you know, the amount to treat is all based on that delineation and what the DNR is going to permit. So, I mean, if it stays consistent around that 20 acres, you know, I would assume you'd have some uptick on it, and then add the 7,500. So you're probably in that 7,000 range for a treatment. Just my guess. We go out and get quotes each time from everybody who wishes to participate and throw in a quote. So.
And that has not been budgeted for, correct?
It was budgeted for with the grant.
Okay.
So we would not have funds to cover the whole amount, no. Okay.
I know at the Lake Association level, we have talked about possibly donating some money toward the city treatment of the bay. We did get a grant, but the grant that was written was specifically for treatment of Tatanka, so we can't designate that money toward it. So we'll have to go back to the board and talk again about that. I'll see if we can work something out there. But we need to continue on with treatment of the bay. If we let that go, it's going to get bad, and then it's going to go really bad. So I think we need to continue on with the treatment. We'll have to find the money somewhere. So I would...
So where would that, where would we find it? How do we find the funds to do that?
You just have to swap money from some other department, some other line item.
How much?
In order to do it.
We designated funds for the ice rinks. How much have we got there?
That's $1,000.
Okay.
$1,048.
Okay.
The Lake Association is looking, making a donation to the city to help offset that cost, which will be up to $5,000.
Okay.
And we'll know that in 2 weeks.
I'm going to make a motion that we approve the treatment, or at least approve the going out for bids on this, for Teresa to go out for bids so we can get a price and go forward with treatment of the bay.
Okay. Can we still have discussion here? You made the motion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, okay. If we can get those, the monies from the Lake Association and others, I definitely think it's a good idea.
Yep.
But and it's a good idea, but with our tight budget as we are, if it has to come out of our own budget without any extra money, I probably would not be for it.
I have a question, too. Is there a time crunch on this with the ice out early and all that kind of stuff? I mean, what would be the time frame that they would have to come in, delineate it, and, you know, be able to treat it and all that? Where are we sitting? Where would we be sitting there?
Part of it, my understanding, part of it is a date time frame, and part of it is a temperature time frame.
Water temperature.
The water.
I thought it was more water temperature, wasn't it, Val?
It's between 50 and 60 degrees.
The water temperature.
The water temperature.
Which usually happens in early May.
Yeah, but with ice outs in the end of February.
This year it'll be the end of April, without a doubt.
Yeah.
So do you have time to go out and get bids and all that kind of stuff yet and still be able to get the treatment done in time?
Yeah, so the main thing is to get someone out there to delineate it right away. And then it has to go to the DNR, and then they'll say how many acres we can treat. So, you know, that may be a little bit of a slowdown in the process, depending on how long it takes them to issue a permit for the number of acres and where we can treat it.
Well, I'll second your motion to go out for bids.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. F, reallocation of designated ice rink funds.
So currently we have a designation of funds for an ice rink of $1,048.70. We're just requesting that that be allowed to be used with the pickleball court if the grant is permitted or allowed.
I'll make a motion that we approve that resolution. Or, no, reallocate, no, no resolution, right? But reallocate the ice rink funds.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, G is an easy one. Resolution 2024R008, writing off uncollected fees, uncollectible fees. I think it's a small portion, isn't it, Teresa?
$22.23.
Is this because you couldn't get a hold of the person? Is that why?
They simply, they haven't responded to the letters, and they're essentially judgment proof, meaning there aren't sufficient assets to collect. And frankly, you guys don't want to be paying Melinda or I to track down $22.
No. You say that that's the deal. It's such a small amount that.
Yeah. I'll make a motion. We approve resolution 2024R-008, writing off the uncollectible fees.
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, H is. Minnesota Bash National, use of the beach for the tournament, and I believe it says on here September 21st and 22nd.
Yeah. We got a letter.
So
here.
I do have another update on that. So they sent me a response here about 3 o'clock today and said that another option could potentially be the Lagoons Park. So they are requesting whichever one that you guys feel would be allowable, if you feel that that's something that you want to allow.
So September 21st and 22nd, the
Do we
ropes
still have,
and buoys are out.
Are they out?
They should be. For, yeah.
It should be by, but it stays warm. Who knows? But my guess is they would be out. They've always usually gone out after
Labor Day. Yeah. So I guess that's an issue if they're not out, but
right,
most likely they will.
They should be.
Will they be bringing the boats into the Lagoon Park?
Yeah.
By water.
Yeah. My only concern
is there always water enough to get boats in there?
Well, my only concern with that, other than the depth, is a lot of traffic through the channel there. That's going to cause can cause a lot of erosion. Yeah. Especially if they're not paying attention to the wake rule.
Yeah, we can't let them use the
lagoon. No, I think we got to keep them at the beach.
Is there any reason they can't use the... Well, they aren't going to have any place to land the boats. The boat launch area down here. But, as long as if the ropes are in, they need to stay in at the beach. Otherwise, I don't have a problem with using the beach, providing they're safe about it.
Yeah.
If they
clean up after.
Yeah.
Well, that's all one thing we got to talk about. But, I mean, these kinds of things, you realize, I mean, promote Waterville and bring in some money. So, I mean, it's the kind of thing we want.
I was going to mention that. So they did send a link where you could look. They did the same type of event on Dead Lake. And they do a really nice promotional piece out there, too, on YouTube. I'm not sure if you guys got the link in the one that I forwarded or not, but if not, I can get that out to you too, just so you can see.
It's kind of hard giving them an answer on an if, though. I mean, like you're saying, if the buoys are out, you can't just say, oh, well, you have to be definite on it to tell them yes or no, not whether or not the ropes or buoys are going to be there.
They can work around the buoys, though. They can work off to the side of them. They don't have to. No, if the buoys are still in.
Can't we just say we're going to get them out on this day?
There's a dock out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. On the beach?
No dock.
No dock in a long time.
No. No, if the buoys are going to be out, it won't affect anything there anyways.
Right.
It'll be okay just as long as they clean up after they're done and don't leave a mess.
That would be the big thing to me. Maybe get some extra garbage cans out there or whatever.
Can we have our person for pulling the buoys in do that say the weekend after Labor Day or something?
I can check. If you want them to do that, we'll just instruct them.
I would say as long as it's done before that weekend, then.
You could even give them a 10-day period between this and this.
Mm-hmm. So we need a motion to approve the swimming beach use for the bass tournament September 21st and 22nd. And our plan is to have the buoys out before the tournament.
I would make a motion that we approve that, giving the Minnesota Bass National use of the beach for their tournament.
For September 21st, 22nd?
21st, 22nd, just like the letter says. Yep.
Okay. I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Got some. Jason, do you have a report for us?
I really don't. It's been a relatively quiet month. I know last month I had promised you that we would be looking at some PHC ordinances, planning and zoning ordinances. Teresa and I had some discussions about that. We're still expecting some canned ordinances from the state, so we're going to hold off on that for right now. I don't want to bill you guys for work that the state may do for us for free or for relatively inexpensive. We're going to follow up on some of this franchise agreement stuff. We probably need to look at having a franchise agreement with Frontier. I had thought that we had one. I guess we don't, but Teresa and I have some discussions about that. Thank you for dealing with the flood ordinance. It would be nice to put that behind us, and also thank you for passing that 5% franchise fee on the ones that we do have agreements for. Collectability on that will take a couple of months here. It'll have to be published in the paper, it'll have to be shared with the telecommunications companies, and then 90 days after they get those, then that's when they'll start charging those. So we probably won't see any money for 120 days, 150 days, I suppose, somewhere around there.
Gotta start somewhere.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. The police department has been busy. Domestic assaults, I don't know why, but they're through the roof right now. I don't know what's going on.
We know there's another shooting up in the city from that, yeah.
You'll notice on the bill that I send out monthly, the past couple of months have really been heavy on the domestic assaults. And I know the police department has been working somewhat behind the scenes on a couple of public nuisances. We've got one right now, Teresa and I have been working on. I think we've got a decent handle on it. It's a very unique case. But public nuisance, it's always around, and usually in the spring is when we deal with that. So we've got one of those going right now. We've got a couple of DWIs. But other than that, not a whole lot. Did speak with a Jacob Lee. I think he's going to be relocating the sewer line. There was a right-of-way relocation permit put in. You guys may or may not be familiar with this situation, but right next to the parking lot, just to the west, Lake Country Sales, I believe, is the name of the business. Nidus's are going to be constructing some housing, small housing development on that. What is the old parking lot.
Yep.
In order for them to do that, they need the sewer line relocated. And we had a little bit of issue getting Mr. Lee to relocate that sewer line, but I think with some pressure from Teresa and I, he has finally put in the right-of-way permit to relocate that line. Got a foreclosure that is in the works. The old Funky Monkey building that burned, the property owner is way past due on some of his obligations. That's going to be coming to a head. So we're not there yet, but it's certainly much easier to foreclose on certain properties. This one here has got some unique intricacies to it, so it's going to take a little longer than what would normally take, but we'll keep slogging away at it.
If we foreclose on that, how much of a debt are we into?
It's a very good question. We have exposure. I'd like not to. I don't know if we're going to have a whole lot of choice.
No.
It's got to be taken care of.
We set that up to try to minimize the exposure that we possibly could have, and I think I recall telling you guys back then that this may not turn out exactly how you want it, but we didn't have a whole lot of
choice.
There was no insurance coverage available there. We could have done a better job vetting the applicant of that license back then.
Wasn't there funds from the county or anything that came out? Do you know about any of that?
I think there was some talk of it, but I don't think it ever materialized.
Yeah, so the county, we had looked at getting some funds from the county, and the county said it did not fit the requirements of the funding that they were going to be sending us. Yeah.
Just going forward, it's kind of a good learning lesson for us. Whenever we're going to grant a license to somebody, especially for a business involving alcohol, we want to make absolutely certain that there's sufficient and good insurance coverage there. We approve those licenses every year. we do take a look at it, but sometimes we do need to take extra precautions on it. And, you know, normally in a situation like this, there's sufficient insurance coverage in place that when there's a fire, we can even reach out and grab those proceeds and have them held in escrow. There was no insurance, so we had nothing to grab.
Is there still an ownership issue on that, too?
Yes. it's contract. It was sold on contract for deed, and so that poses an extra layer of fun.
Okay.
But yes. Makes things a little more complicated.
Mm-hmm. Just got to quit burning buildings then.
we'll do the best we can with it.
No, there's always somebody in the night doing something they shouldn't.
Can I just add a comment to the Lee property?
Of course.
So Tim Nitus was in today, and he is going to be starting construction on the first unit. So council may get questions as to why we closed down the parking.
Oh,
and
sure.
it's not
because we don't own it anymore.
right, but the public still thinks that the city, or some of the public still thinks that the city owns that lot yet. So you may get questions from, you know, individuals as to why we're doing that.
Yes.
He just continued to allow people to park there, but now he's going to be starting construction. So, and my guess it'll be shortly.
Okay. Is he going to put some signage up?
Just
going
to say, do we need signs?
Yep, he told me today he was going to be putting signage up. He's already had some discussion with apartment building owners that have been utilizing the parking lot.
I wonder if he's going to fence any of that or silt fence it or anything like that.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he's going to do this during bullhead days, yeah, he's almost going to have to.
He's done a good job with the other construction projects he's had in town, too.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to B. Jason Femwright is absent, so we will skip that. Council discussion, I only have one thing. When are we going to start spraying for mosquitoes? Are they going to come early this year?
They're all. Yeah. That's some last night.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the best cost dollars.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
We were spotting mosquitoes last night.
Elysian approved a contract with Mosquito Control of Iowa last night at their meeting.
Maybe we'll have to make it a longer period this year than we did before.
Doesn't say we. Well, I heard a report from the news stations out of the cities there. The mosquitoes are starting earlier, but they're not expecting a huge infestation like last spring because we don't have the standard
water. There's
no
water.
But we do have a longer season. When do we usually start talking about those treatments in May?
June, isn't it? They start spraying June, yeah. July, August.
Yeah, they usually, their first one is just before bullhead days usually.
Yeah.
Should we consider having that conversation maybe at our next regular meeting, so she can go out for bids or whatever. And
we're looking at probably possibly extending that and
add the month of May or something.
Yeah. Might have to add a few bucks to that, whatever we spend on that. I imagine their prices are going up just like our chemical prices with water treatment.
That in, didn't we? Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who do you guys use?
Clark.
Okay.
Very,
very good company.
Where are they out of?
They do a good job.
It helps.
Yeah. Where are they out of, Teresa?
I don't recall off the top of my head. I just remembered the name.
But yeah, they do a good job.
From down south, southern Minnesota.
Okay.
I know when they do it, I can hear them, but I don't think it's
I have a Teresa.
I do have one.
Oh, go ahead, Dave.
You sure?
Yeah, go ahead first.
I don't think we've done this in a long time, but we just had a two-time state champ, first ever in our school's history for wrestling. And many cities do this. This is totally up to you guys, but do you want to declare a Keegan Kubal Day? You know, it's an honorary thing. You can pick any day. You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just an idea, because that is a one-of-a-kind. We've never had one before, and he's probably going to get three because he's back next year.
We certainly could do a proclamation.
Yeah, it's not unheard of. No Madison Lake does this all the time, where it would be.
Yeah.
Bill Kahn one day or whatever.
When I donated that.
I'm just looking at you. That's why I said it.
Yeah.
I couldn't come up with another name.
I don't think we've done one at all. We might have done one when I was first on council, but it's been a long time.
Madison Lake does them all the time.
Okay. Just an idea.
Teresa, has any donations for the pickleball court come in to you?
Yes.
Because anything that we raise until March 31st, is that what it is? There's a possible $25,000 match out there that somebody will match up to $25,000 if we can, whatever the Lions Club gets collected. So I was just wondering if anything has been coming in. And
we have, I think, only had three individual donations.
Okay.
Just off the top of my head. I think you approved a couple tonight.
Yeah.
And then I think we had one earlier. But yeah, if we can get
Try to get more word out there too that anything that comes in up to, because we've got bingos that we're going on and drawings, raffles and stuff that we're trying to raise the funds. Lions Club is trying to raise the funds for.
Jennifer, and that counts, right?
Huh?
The bingos count, right?
Yep. The profit part, Chrissy told me.
Okay.
Well, actually, Lions Club, we rounded that bingo up to $2,000 last night at the meeting. So anything that's up to $25,000, somebody will match. So that would make a big difference there too. So we're hoping, still trying on all things, but that ends at the 31st, right? Of March.
Of March.
So up until then, so. Exactly.
It's got a ways to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Well, do we need to do a motion on that day for Keegan, or is that just something you can do?
I think set it up for April.
Just do it at the April
meeting.
Can
just do it? Okay.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be able to do a motion then.
Because it's not on the agenda. Okay. Yep, gotcha.
It might be a bad idea to even have him here when you're doing it.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Mm-hmm. Make sure Jay is here with his camera. That'd be kind of cool.
Yes.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?